This is Alex. I'm from Boston.
Hello, this is Jackie, and I'm from Houston.
Hey, this is Rahul from Stanford.
And we are the Premier Chefs.
Hello, and welcome back to the Premier Chefs. And I'm here with my good friend Ray. Ray, we've been in touch, but we haven't actually had a chance to record. And it's been a few months since we've spoken about Chelsea women. But before we get into that, how are you doing? How's it been?
Yeah, I'm doing really well, thank you. It's been a busy kind of 4 months since we've been on. It's been a full-on 4 months for the team. Lots of drama, cup finals, injuries. Obviously, you know, we're still in the hunt for three trophies, so it's we're in a good place at this point.
Yeah, it's where we're used to being. It's something that we've done for the last few seasons, and so I'm not surprised, but I am a little disappointed with one of our most recent results, and we will get into that. But I do want to share with the listeners, and I'm sure most of them have seen it anyway, but I was able to meet Ray in person a couple of weeks ago in London, and we did talk about the women's team, but Chelsea just in general. So it was great seeing you, and I'm glad we could reconnect today. So let's get started. Our last episode was December 30th, so it's been 4 months-ish. And a lot has happened, as you've alluded to. So why don't you kind of maybe give us a recap over the last 3 months, where we've been, what's happened, the injuries, and then we can kind of review some of those things and then look forward.
Yeah, definitely. As I say, it's been a really busy kind of 3 months since Christmas. Started off with some very bad news, obviously, with Sam Kerr doing her ACL. It seems like this year has been our turn to get the ACLs. Last year's was Arsenal's turn, this year it's us. So that was a massive blow to start the year because that ruled her out of the rest of the season. And obviously for her, massive blow missing the Olympics as well in the summer representing Australia. But the team didn't really seem to let it kind of bother them. Started the year with a nice win over West Ham in the FA Cup, followed by a really good win against Man United in the league at Stamford Bridge, which was brilliant. It was a Lauren James hat-trick as well against her old side, which I'm sure she absolutely loved. Champions League group stages, we came through really well. I think, you know, we played really well in the Champions League. Beat Real Madrid at home, which was nice. Paris FC away, which, you know, Paris is never an easy place to go, and I think they showed that this year because they knocked out both Wolfsburg and Arsenal. So good to go away there, get a good 4-0 win. The league looks good at the minute. We've had some really good dominant results, 3-0 over Brighton and Everton. Obviously, we did lose a game against City at home, which, you know, coming down to the end of the season, who knows, it might cost us, but hopefully not. It was just hopefully just a blip. FA League Cup, you know, the Conti Cup, got a good win in the quarterfinal against Sunderland. And then obviously we beat City, up at City as well. So it's not an easy place to go. We've shown that over the last few years. But to come away with a win up there was brilliant. Obviously now through to the Champions League semi-finals with a 4-1 win over Ajax and over the two legs. Great win away, 3-0, and then a 1-1 draw at home. I think obviously we look at now FA Cup semi-finals playing tomorrow, which should be a really good game up in Manchester against United. But obviously the most recent result was probably the most disappointing of the season so far, with a 1-0 defeat against Arsenal in the Conti Cup final. So three in a row we've not managed to win. But we tend to go on in a really good run after it. So hopefully we can continue that towards the end of the season.
Yeah, look, it's been a very busy period as you've run through some of those games, and the fact that we've only lost two, one in the league and one in the Conti Cup final, which just seems to be our kryptonite, where we just can't get over the line in the final. But the fact that we keep getting back into the final is a testament to the squad, and maybe an unwanted record like we have in general with the men's side, where we've lost 6-7 consecutive Wembley finals. at least for the women, we know what's there's still more to come. So it's what you get, right? It's women's football in this current day and age with teams being better, teams being competitive. You can't just expect to show up and win. And the fact that we had just recently beaten Arsenal at home, the yeah. final was always going to be a lot tougher, and Arsenal were going to be out for revenge and in the right socks. So it's just one of those things where you just say it wasn't our day. I'm not going to get into some of the comments and things that happened post game, because as Emma Hayes said, and her son told her, you just kind of have to not fight aggression with aggression. So we'll keep that aside. But let's look ahead. I want to talk about one player before we do that. We lost Sam Kerr, as you said, to an ACL injury, but we were very quick to act and bring in a replacement or someone that could be another option in attack with Mayra Ramirez. Did you know much about her before the announcement was made?
I really didn't, actually. I didn't know much about her at all. But since she's come in, I've actually been really, really impressed. I saw her play in person for the first time at West Ham away a couple of weeks back. She is a tank, you know, she is so strong. And I think going forward towards the end of this season into next, she is going to be a weapon for us. And she was going to cause a lot of teams problems. I didn't know much about her at all. She was obviously at Levante before. I didn't know much about her at all.
Yeah, I didn't either. It was a little bit of a shock when I saw the announcement come through. And it wasn't, she's 25, so it's not like she's an up and coming. She's more a little more established. Of course, maybe not known around you know, fans around the world. But I've been impressed with what I've seen as well. And it's one that if I was a defender, I'd be like, I don't know if I want to get too close or get physical in this battle, because you would come out with some wounds and with some bruises, because she's just built that way, and nothing against her. It's a great dynamic to have in your squad, especially as we try to go for different trophies. You just need different options, right? So I've been impressed with her as well. Anyone else that's impressed you? I know we've had injuries. Millie Bright's been out, so we've had others playing in defense, but anyone else that has impressed you so far?
Yeah, I think there's been a few standouts for me. I think Natalie Bjorn, since she's come in January, has looked brilliant as well. She really solidifies that back line. Obviously, she's been out for a few games now with an injury as well, which is a bit of a blow. So hopefully after this international break, she'll be back for us, because she, as I say, she's really looked solid in that back line. I think Niamh and Erin, who have taken on that leadership role and taken on the captaincy in Millie Bright's absence, have been superb. I think Erin especially has been phenomenal this year. She is everywhere on that pitch, you know, wears her heart on her sleeve, and just has been a really impressive talent for us this year. And I think also you've got the young guns. Aggie Beaver-Jones has been brilliant this year, you know, getting really important goals. At really important times. Obviously, West Ham, she got that goal in the first couple of minutes when she started for us, which has been great. There's been plenty of standouts. And I think Johanna Rittenkanner has been impressive as well on that right-hand side. So, yeah, it's been a really impressive season.
Yeah, and it's been a season where some of these names have come forward, apart from Erin, where Erin feels like she's been around forever and she's only 25. And we know what we get from her, but some of the other names that you've mentioned have stepped up. They've brought their game up, and we've benefited from that. And that's a testament to Emma Hayes, but also the club in general, where we identified certain pieces and said, yes, they can step up, and yes, we'll bring them in, but we'll have a system around them with some of the more experienced players. And if and when the opportunities come up, they'll get those. And it's been great to see. There's one player in particular that you and I chatted about when we met in person, and I was like, hey Ray, I've been a little out of it, I don't know what's happened, but our goalkeeping situation has changed quite a bit. What happened there? And you kind of summarize it for me with the changes that have been made and how Hannah Hampton's come in. But how impressed have you been with her making that step up?
Yeah, it's been an interesting one with the goalkeeping situation. I don't think I expected at this stage of the season for Hannah Hampton to be our number one. I think since the Arsenal defeat, which was back in December, where we obviously lost 4-1, it was a bad day. And I think Anne Katchenberger took the fall for that. I think she has had injuries in the last few months that have kind of obviously restricted her comeback. But in her absence, I thought Zecira Musovic would step in, become that number one with Hannah Hampton as her deputy. But Hannah Hampton stepped up. I think Hannah's got amazing distribution. I think that's what Emma Hayes is really impressed with, is her distribution. And I think she's not really looked out of place at all, you know. Plenty of clean sheets, you know, and I've been really impressed with her so far. As I say, I'm quite surprised. I didn't see it coming. I was pretty set with Zecira being number one for this season, but I'll take it. And I think Hannah Hampton stepped in and has done a fantastic job so far.
Yeah, again, one of those that was given an opportunity, stepped up and is being given that opportunity to continue to perform. But I do want to put out a word for Muskovic. I saw she played the Ajax game at home.
Yeah.
And it must be tough for someone like her who was maybe seen as that person that's going to inherit that position and go on and become that number one on a consistent basis to then see someone that came in last summer and get into that spot. But she pulled off a few good saves at home against Ajax. She kept us in that game. So it's a good problem to have and almost pushes all three goalkeepers to be at their best at any given point, because goalkeeping is a difficult position. You only have one,
yeah,
right? And you don't usually switch them around. So it's a difficult position, but the fact that they can all step in and do a job if and when called upon is just another great, great thing for Emma Hayes to have. Let's move forward. So we have the FA Cup semi-final this weekend against Man United. We've just wrapped up the international break. Any concerns there with coming out of the international break and going into essentially a big match and an opportunity to make to another final?
I mean, we seem to be liking doing that, coming back from international break straight into big games. I'm not hugely concerned. I think we came back from the last international break really strongly. So, I mean, I'm not too concerned about it. I mean, it's a massive game. Man United will be up for it. It's their chance of silverware this year. Because you've got to look at whoever comes out of this game. You've got to look at them as pretty strong favourites for the title, for the cup winners. So I think it's a huge game for both sides. We want to get back to Wembley. They want to get back to Wembley. It's a repeat of last year's cup final, which was a really tight game. And I don't expect anything different tomorrow. But I don't think the international, I mean, they've had players away on international duty as well. So it kind of affects both teams. But fingers crossed we can come out on top. That's definite.
Yeah, that's a fair comment that both teams have had players go away. And the fact that we lost our last game before the break almost gives us the incentive to kick on from there and go on this run where we have 8 guaranteed games and then the option of making two more, playing two more games as finals. So, it's going to be a difficult game. You alluded to United wanting to get some silverware. They had a great season last season. They finished second. They made it to the FA Cup final, like you said. This season, maybe they've fallen off a little bit in the league. So it's an opportunity for them to make it to a final and again, pick up some silverware where the season hasn't maybe lived up to the expectations they had. What are you thinking in terms of team selection for this game? Continue with Hannah Hampton in goal?
Yeah, I don't really see anything too dramatic with the team. Anything too, like, two big changes, really. I think Hannah will stay in goal just because she seems to be that number one pick in the big games. I think hopefully Natalie Bjorn will be back, which would be nice to see her come back into that back line. Even if she comes off the bench, I'd be quite like, I just kind of want to see her come back. And then I think Myra will probably start. Maybe Guro, and then Johanna on the other side, because Johanna's looked great this year on that right hand side, looked a real menace for the defense, got a lot of assists this year. So yeah, I don't think there'll be any major changes from what we saw in the kind of Conti Cup final. But yeah, I think it will be a tough game. But I think we should have enough to get past them.
Yeah, I think so too. And maybe I'm a little biased, but I do think we should, just the fact that we lost the last game, come out flying here, or come out with a plan that we can get the first goal and then kill the game. Let's talk about Lawrence James for just a second. She's had a great season. You mentioned the hat-trick earlier in the season. She scored at home against Arsenal recently. She's just been kicking on from last season. And you have to give credit to Emma Hayes. When she first bought Lauren James wasn't just thrown into the first 11. She had to earn it. She had to work her way into it. And again, she's one that's young, but sounds like she's now been around for 4 or 5 seasons. How impressed have you been with her development and what she's bringing when maybe we've lost Sam Kerr, Frank Kirby has maybe dropped off a little bit. Lauren James has just stepped up and taken that pressure on and said, you know what, I'll perform and score the crucial goals.
Yeah, I think what you've said there is spot on. She has massively stepped up this year, especially since Sam's been out. You know, I think the goals that she's scoring for us are so key now. I think that's going to be key towards in all the games towards the end of the season. I mean, we, as you say, we've got 8 games left and it's basically 8 cup finals. You know, that's, you have to kind of think of them like that. I think she's going to be very, very important. It's the skill. I mean, she is on the ball. There are not many better players than her in world football. She is so hard to take that ball off. And, you know, she's got a golden foot. If it, you know, she can hit that, it'll go in the top corner. You just look at some of the goals she scored this year and you're just like, that's incredible. And she's replicating it for England now as well. She's scoring goals for England as well. She's broken into that side. So yeah, no, it's onwards and upwards for her, and hopefully you know, she has a really strong end of the season.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. And she's one that just gets you to the edge of your seat, maybe gets you out of your seat, because you know something special going to be happening when she has the ball at her feet. Score predictions, Ray. United semi-final, FA Cup, pressure's on. Can we win this? And if we can, what's this scoreline looking like?
Yeah, I think we will win it. I think it might actually be a bit more comfortable than I think some people may be expecting. I think it's going to be a tough game, but I do think we'll come out on top. I'm going to go with a 3-0 win.
Wow, nice and comfortable, which will be good for an early morning kickoff here. I'll go for a little more closer, 2-1 semifinal. Okay. We expect it to be a little bit tighter, but a win, I'll take it in any form. Then we can move on and focus on playing another final and have an opportunity to send Emma Hayes away with another trophy. And then after that, we have games coming up. So they're pretty quick, right? So we play tomorrow, which is Sunday. We have Wednesday, we have Villa at home. And Villa is an interesting one, because when we did our preview or build up to the season, your feeling was Villa are going to be up there, they're going to be pushing, but it hasn't worked out for them that way. They're sitting in seventh with 20 points, which seems kind of below average for a team that was expected to be making a good run for maybe the top three, top two. What's happened there, Ray, with Villa?
I wish I could tell you. It's just been a really up and down season for them. They started off really badly. So the fact they've got back up to kind of 20 points mid-table is actually quite a good comeback from them. I think they started the season with about 4 or 5 losses on the bounce. And I watched an interview with their manager and she was like, I'm going to get sacked, you know, because the results just aren't where they really should be. I expected a lot more from them, but they are dangerous, you know. We're back at King's Meadow, which will be nice. It's my first actual league game at King's Meadow Wednesday night, so this season, so I cannot wait. So I think it's going to be a really good atmosphere. And I think, once again, we should have too much for them, but it will be a tough game because their league form might not look that strong this year, but they've still got players of immense quality.
Yeah, and it's sandwiched, this game's sandwiched between a FA Cup semi-final for Chelsea and then a Champions League semi-final the following Saturday. So it's almost one of those games where you look at it and you say, is there going to be some rotation or the eye is going to be looking a little bit further ahead? Not to say that Emma Hayes will disrespect an opponent and take her eye off the ball, but it's just natural, right? Because the next game is against a team that we just haven't been able to get one over. It's a team that is the best in the world. They've got the best players. And for us in this final few games for Emma Hayes, the Champions League is the missing jewel in her crown. And the club's going to do everything. The players are going to do everything. But it's just one of those where there might be just this mental block. And to get over that, we're just going to have to get a result against them. And we go away first, which is tough in itself to Barcelona.
Yeah. On the Villa game, I'm quite glad it's before the Barcelona game and not sandwiched in the middle, like in between the home and away leg. I'm quite glad there's something in between that. I'm quite glad that we get the Villa game done, hopefully get the win. Because, I mean, we are going to be chasing City now until we play Tottenham, because they are going to have a game in hand on them. So we are going to be that chasing team. But yeah, looking at Barcelona, I think it's going to be, it is the semi-final that I dreaded. when I was watching the draw and I saw us get Ajax and I was like, okay, that's a nice draw in the quarterfinals. And then I was like, one of the two French teams, because I really feel we could do them over two legs. And then when I saw it was Barcelona, I was like, oh, that's going to be tough. As we say, it is that one team that we just can't seem to get the better of at the minute. You look at their side, it is just brimming with talent. It's a lot of the Spanish World Cup winning squad with the odd international star thrown in there with Kira Walsh, Lucy Bronze, Caroline Graham Hansen. It's stacked. It's a stacked side. I think if we're still in the game after the first leg and we come back to Stamford Bridge, which hopefully will get an amazing crowd, then you never know. You never know what can happen, but we need to be in the game coming back to London in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, so what you say we need to be in the game, what to you would feel like, okay, we're still in this, it's not out of sight?
I think if we can, if we go away, if we lose 1-0 or lose by a goal, we are still in this game. You know, I think if there's a goal in it, then we're still in it. I think if you go away and we lose 2-3-0 and we go a couple of goals down, I think coming back to Stamford Bridge, it's going to be hard. Obviously, if we can go away and win, that'd be incredible. Yeah. And I would back us to back it up at Stamford Bridge, but as long as we're in the game and there's still, as long as we're not 2-3 goals down like it was that Champions League final a few years ago, then I have hope coming back to Stamford Bridge.
Yeah, we played them in the final, like you said, it was 2021, I believe. We lost them pretty bad. And then we played them, was it last season?
Last season, semi-final.
Semi-final, right. And I think we drew at home and we lost.
Lost at home, drew away.
Drew away. Okay, the other way around. So clearly we haven't been able to beat them. The best we've done is a draw. So if we can get a draw away from home last season, hopefully we can do it again this season, which gives and honestly the fact that the second leg is at home. The strategy, in my opinion, and I'm nowhere near the standards or the qualification of Emma Hayes, would be let's just play to our strengths and try to hold them off, right? Like, yes, we have to respect them. Yes, we have to defend. But let's just play to our strengths and then see what happens from there. It's going to be a long 90 minutes away from home. Barcelona with the big
hit.
Yes. And we're going to be chasing. It's going to be tiring. It's going to be mentally exhausting. But the fact that we still have that second game and then have it at home with our fans. And honestly, I feel like the fans are going to be great regardless of what happens in that first leg. But if we have, like you said, hope and we know come bring them back home, turn it on them with the pressure and the fans. You never know what happens. That atmosphere is going to be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be an incredible day. I'm lucky enough I'm going to be there at Stamford Bridge for that second leg. So, yeah, to see us beat them would be incredible. It would be absolutely incredible. And I think it would be a massive, you know, it's a massive feat. They are the best team in the world by a country mile at the minute. You know, there's not many teams that will stand up to them. So if we can get a result, it'd be incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, 100%. And like you said, there's no league fixture in between them. So we go from one Saturday playing away in Barcelona to the following Saturday playing in London. So for me, all our energy and efforts need to be all in these two games, not taking the eye off the league, but it's these 180 minutes where we'll determine making the final again and getting that step closer to eventually lifting the trophy, because that's what everyone wants. So I'm not going to ask for predictions. I think we've said it's going to be difficult. If we can stay in the first leg, we have an opportunity. Are you going to be at the second leg?
I will be at the second leg. I'm quite lucky, actually. For the rest of the season, I'm at quite a few of the games. I'm at Villa on Wednesday. I'm at the second leg. Bristol City at home, so Emma's last home game against Bristol City. And then I will be at Man United away at Old Trafford on the last game of the season. And then hopefully the FA Cup final. But annoyingly, if we get through to the Champions League final, I can't go, which is a little bit gutting, I can't lie.
As long as we make it, we'll be watching from where we are. Where is it this
year? It's in Bilbao, so it's in northern Spain.
Okay. Nice.
And from a few of my friends, it's going to be an absolute nightmare to get to. So so we shall see. We shall see. But hopefully we'll see, we're there. Yes. Hopefully we're there and we can get there. It's going to be a good game if we do get there, because I fancy our chances against Lyon or PSG. You know, I think Lyon probably the stronger of the two.
Yeah.
And I expect them to come through against PSG. But I'd love to see us there, and I'd love to see us win it. That'd be incredible.
That would be the dream, and that would be the best way to send Emma away. And there is a story we'll touch on with Lyon in a few minutes, but let's just focus on the remaining fixtures after the two Barcelona games. So Liverpool away, right after the Barcelona game on Saturday, we play Liverpool. And then we have Bristol City at home, like you said, Emma's final game at home. And then two tough away fixtures in the league, Tottenham away and United away. And as you said, up until that Tottenham game, we're always going to be playing catch up. I say catch up in quotes because we have a game in hand. Just a tough run, and you put all that energy into the Barcelona games. Let's say you win those. That sets you up really well for the remainder of the season. But suddenly you're saying, maybe I have an FA Cup final, I have a Champions League final, we have four games to go. It's just emotionally a lot of investment and feelings. But four games in the league to get it done, I would not trust anyone else but Chelsea.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, we've got that pedigree that we get results, we grind them out at this stage of the season. It's a hard run in. You know, you look at Villa, dangerous. Liverpool away, we don't have a good record up there.
Yeah.
We really don't have a good record, and they're having a fantastic season. They really are, you know, fifth in the league. I didn't see that coming. You know, they're having a really good season. Tottenham away, not an easy place to go. I think we should have enough. Bristol City at home, we really should have enough to beat Bristol, because by that point, I'm assuming they're probably going to be relegated by that point, unless results really pick up from them. And then away at Old Trafford on the last game of the season. You know, I mean, surely United don't want City to win the league, so surely they'll just let us walk over them. But you know, it's a tough running. It really is. And you're also looking at goal difference as well. It could easily come down to that. And at the minute, we are a goal behind, but with a game in hand. And I think it could easily come down to that. And that's the really quite, it's the scary part with this league this year. It literally could come down to goal difference.
Yeah, and I mean, yes, we have an extra game to score a few goals, but in these pressure situations, and the other teams know what's at stake for Chelsea, and even Man City, I'm looking at their fixtures. They've got West Ham, they've got Arsenal, they've got Bristol. So it's not going to be easy for them either. But are Arsenal still in this, Ray? I'm looking at the table, right? They have a game in hand against Man City. Of course, they're on the same number of games played with us, and they're six behind us. But are Arsenal still mathematically in this, right? But
mathematically, yes. But I don't think they're in the title race. But they have a huge part to play in it.
Yes.
Obviously, they go to City on the penultimate weekend, I think. The penultimate weekend of the season, the 5th. That's a huge game. You know, they could do us a massive favour by taking points off them. Because I think at the end of the day, I think it's going to be the first team to drop points between now and the end of the season that will come second in the league.
Yeah.
I think you've got to strive for perfection. But as we've seen with this Arsenal team, they are dangerous. They're a really good side. And I would love nothing more than for them to go up and beat City. I didn't think I'd ever say I'd want an Arsenal win, but I would love a win away to City that day. I think that would take a lot of the pressure off. But then by the same token, we've then got to go away to Tottenham and away to Man United after that result. So, you know, there's still so much to play for. And that's what makes this WSL season so brilliant. It's a roller coaster ride this year. And I thought it would be us and Arsenal up there. I didn't think City had the firepower, but, you know, the three teams have been up there all year. You know, they've taken points off each other. But it's going to be a really interesting last month and a bit of the season, that's for sure. And throw in an FA Cup final if we get there as well. You know, you've got that in between Bristol and Tottenham. So, you know, that's the thing with it at the end of the season, at this stage of the season, if you're still in all the competitions, when does it start to take its toll? I think that's what we were talking about when you were over. And I think that's my only concern is just when does it take its toll on this squad? You know, this squad has had injuries all year. When do we start to tire? And I'm just hoping that we can just make it this last 6 weeks without, you know, any other big injuries. That would just be, you know, a really sad way to end the season, but hopefully we can hang on and just power our way through.
Yeah, and that's all we can do, right? Is do take care of our business, and if we do that, I think at the end of the season we win the league. But in the event that we don't, then it's relying on other teams and relying on favors, which may work out, may not work out. So you just kind of have to focus on ourselves. But you were mentioning the roller coaster of being at the top end of the WSL. And I just want to go back a few years. So in the 2020-21 season, we won it by 2 points. In the 21-22 season, we won it by 1 point. In 22-23, we won it by 2 points. And right now we're sitting 3 points behind, but we have a game in hand. So it's just, it's a roller coaster regardless, right? We're always in this roller coaster of fighting for the title, which gives me hope that the squad has the experience, the squad has the knowledge of saying, you know what, we know what we have to do and we'll just get it done. It may come at the expense of maybe one of the other competitions, but the league is something that's kind of been our thing, and giving it up now, right before Emma Hayes leaves, so this would feel wrong. But that's what you get for being a top club and being involved in everything. Unfortunately, City aren't involved in everything, and they just have to focus on the league, which could be good, could be bad. We've seen it go both ways. So we'll focus on Chelsea and see where that goes.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think Erin Cuthbert said before the cup final that we obviously didn't win, but she was kind of like, you know, yeah, we could be going for a quadruple, but by the same token, we haven't won anything yet.
Right.
And we could come away winning nothing, you know. I think that's the kind of scary aspect of it, but that's elite sport. You could come up, you know, we're in a great position now. And even with the Conti Cup final defeat, we're still in three competitions and we're still fighting in all three competitions. So we could still come away with a hugely successful season, but at the same token, we could come away with nothing. And I think that's it's the beauty of sport. It's that it literally is on a knife edge. And as you say, we've got to control what we can control, especially in the league, and just hope other teams slip up. But yeah, it's going to be a roller coaster towards the end of the year.
Yeah, so buckle up, get your seatbelts on, and just enjoy the ride, because that's what we can do and support the team regardless of the results and regardless of what happens, because they've earned it. Ray, final thing before we wrap it up, I guess two final things before we wrap it up. We spoke about Sam Kerr, we spoke about the injury. I know there was reports that came out that an extension has been agreed in principle. I don't know if it's signed, but this was all in mid to late January. Since then, we haven't seen anything official. What's your feeling on this? Is she staying for another year?
I hope so, is the honest answer. I don't know. There's been nothing really said. The fact her partner has, or fiance now, has moved to West Ham kind of gave me a bit of hope. I would like to see something official at some point, you know, just to confirm it. I'd love her to stay, because, you know, she's a legend of the game and we've missed her this last year. Yeah, we've done very well, don't get me wrong, without her in the grand scheme of things, but I feel a lot more confident when I've got Sam Kerr in this team. She's a goal scorer. So, and I think, you know, looking at the big games we've got ahead, would you feel more confident if you had Sam Kerr in that team potentially? So I'd love her to stay. I really would.
Yeah, and it would just not be the right way for her to end her Chelsea journey with this injury. So I hope the rumors are true. I hope the stories are true and the club make it official. But one thing that is official is Emma Hayes is leaving. And we've spoken about the 8 games that are potentially ahead of us, along with maybe 2 more. It's just been a roller coaster. You said it. It's going to get emotional as we get closer to that final game for her at the King's Meadow. Just sum up for me your feelings since she made the announcement and since you know, we're getting closer to the end of the season, how you feel about this story coming to an end.
Yeah, it's sad, you know, but it's a story you've got to look back on as a massive success story. You know, she's been at the club, I think, was it 12 years now? And we've been dominant. You know, we've had so much success in the last 12 years that you kind of have to let her go. You know, she's got an amazing opportunity with the US national team. That's probably one of the biggest jobs in women's football that, you know, I don't think many people would turn it away. And I think, as I say, I'm gutted to see her go, because the passion she has for this club and the players love her, fans love her, everyone loves her. But by the same token, we love her enough that we can see how good an opportunity this is. But I think we've got 8, potentially 10 games left with her. And I think we want to go out with a bang. We want to go out winning as much as we can. And I'm sure she wants that as well. She wants that success. And the players want it for her. They will work so hard for her in the next 6 weeks. But yeah, she'll be massively missed. Massively missed.
Yeah, and she changed the landscape of women's football. I was going to say Chelsea, but I think it's bigger than Chelsea. And when she came in, and where she's leaving is 2 complete different ends of the spectrum. So I'm just proud of her. I'm happy for her. I know it's sad for us. It's going to be a new era. We're going to touch on who that person might be, but just focusing on Emma Hayes, you work and you do your jobs to be tested at the highest level. And in club football, Chelsea is pretty much at the highest level. You could argue maybe going to Barcelona could be the step up. But in women's football and international football, the U.S. women's team is up there. And the fact that they've had a dip, it's been a few years where they haven't lived up to the expectations. Emma has the opportunity to bring them right back up. And what a great time for her to get back in. So We wish her well and really hope that we can send her off with three trophies here. But who comes next? And when we spoke about this back in October, I believe, when the initial announcement was made, we had thrown out some names. We weren't sure. But most recently, and I'm going to try my best to get this right, is the Lyon manager, Sonia Bampastor, who's been there since 2021. She's obviously had a career playing in France and at Lyon. Good replacement, Ray. What are your thoughts? And I can run through maybe some of her honors as a manager as well before I get your thoughts on it. But she's been at Lyon for the last three-ish years. She's won the league. She's won the Cup and the Champions League. So she comes in with a decent reputation, not just obviously as a player, but also as a manager.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've seen, you know, I'm just kind of looking at stats, really. I don't know a huge amount about her. But from what I've seen with her, you know, she'd be a great replacement for Emma. I think, you know, she's taken that Lyon team to a champion to win the Champions League, which, you know, is a huge achievement. And they're a very, very good side, Lyon. Would, you know, as I say, I don't know much about her as a person, but, you know, she with the stats she's got, with 110 games, 94 wins, you know, I'd take those stats any day of the week. You know, so I think she'd be a great replacement on paper. So I, you know, as I say, it's a new era. It really is. So it'll be interesting to see how she beds into the English game. But on paper, it seems like a good replacement.
Yeah, 100%. And her stats are 6 losses in 110 games. So that's impressive in itself. And of course, it's maybe a little bit more challenging here in the WSL. But the fact that she has the experience of managing big names, she has the experience of the expectations of the club and the fan base. Not saying it'll be an easy transition, not saying she'll come in and just be an instant success. But you want someone that has built up a little bit of a reputation to come into this job. And this for her might be a step to test herself and see if she can do it at a different club in a different league. So again, it's not official, it's rumors, but we are getting close to the end of the season. So Chelsea do need to finalize and have something in place. Ray, let's get your parting thoughts and then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah, I think, as you say, I think it's going to be an epic end to the season. I'm really looking forward to it. Some absolutely massive games, you know, and some really exciting games. And I think, you know, we've got the last game of the season at Old Trafford. I've never been to Old Trafford. So I think that'll be a really good atmosphere. Hopefully we can go there, win the league there, which would be great. I'm sure we have some United fans celebrating that as well, given the fact they'll denied City. But yeah, exciting times ahead. And hopefully we can get to Wembley again for the FA Cup final. And then obviously Champions League is the dream. So let's just hope we can keep that dream alive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can almost see the headline, the league is won in Manchester, but by Chelsea, which would be a perfect end to the season. And then hopefully we can make it to Bilbao and lift another trophy. But Ray, as always, a pleasure. It's been great chatting with you, and hopefully we'll do it a little bit sooner than 4 months later from now. But either way, we'll catch up on how the season finishes off, and enjoy the games, enjoy Villa next week. And I'm sure we'll be following and sharing your stories. Ray, if anyone wants to follow you and kind of keep up with the Chelsea journey over the next few weeks, where can they find you?
Yeah, they can find me on Instagram. I'm at Ray Travels the World. And yeah, I'll be posting content from most of the games that I'm at over the next few weeks. So hopefully I'll be at, as I say, Villa, Barcelona, the home leg, Bristol City, FA Cup final, hopefully, and then the Man United away game as well. So yeah, busy few weeks for me. So looking forward to it.
Enjoy it, and wishing you the best at the games and wishing Chelsea the best. But that wraps it up, guys. Thank you very much for listening. Please continue to subscribe, like, and follow us. It's at the Premier Chelsea on all podcast providers, Instagram and Twitter. And we will be back with a new episode. But until then, up the Chelsea.
Hey, guys. The Premier Chelsea is sponsored by Kickoff Coffee. They are a top quality artisanal roasted coffee. In other words, they're Champions League winner and Premier League winner every single time. They deliver fresh bags directly to your home, so you don't have to go to a coffee shop and pick up something. And the best part about them is every bag gives back to soccer charities. 10% of the proceeds go to organizations that use soccer to promote youth social development in the underserved areas. Use our code TPCoffee15 to get 15% off your order. You can order at kickoffcoffeeco.com or check out the links on our social media. Thanks.